How are large American companies doing? We start finding out today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Corporate earnings season starts today when aluminum giant Alcoa tells us how it did last quarter. If these big companies are making money, maybe they will start posting jobs soon. Marketplace's Alisa Roth is with us live from our New York bureau. Alisa, how is corporate America doing?
Well, clearly, it's going to depend a lot on the company and on the sector. Overall, even though the economy is still slow, analysts are predicting strong earnings for the quarter. That said, it's important to remember that it's not that long ago that things were really bad. And one way to look at earnings is to compare them to how the company was doing in the same stretch the year before. And given how bad things still were last year, it's going to be hard for them not to look a lot better.
Right, Alisa. So with that comparison in mind, how much could these earnings tell us about our recovery?
Well, they're important in the sense that they'll give us a general idea of how things are going. As you said, if companies are doing better, it's reasonable to expect they'll start hiring again. And jobs, of course, are the key to a true recovery. I talked to David Morrison this morning. He's a market strategist, so his job is to keep an eye on the markets. And he said investors and analysts will really be looking at something else.
It's really much more an idea of what can we look for in the third quarter. And I think that's going to be crucial this time around. More really than beats on the bottom line.
So in other words, people are really more interested in how companies think they're going to do for the rest of the year rather than how they've been doing so far.
Right. Marketplace's Alisa Roth, thank you.
You're welcome.
Today, Facebook gave in to pressure from British authorities and installed a panic button on its UK website. So now kids can report bullying or suspicious behavior to authorities immediately. From London, Stephen Beard joins us live to talk about that. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Bill.
Facebook had resisted some changes to its child safety and privacy policies. Why this decision now?
As a result of enormous political and police pressure here, following the rape and murder of a 17-year-old girl last October, she was killed by a 33-year-old sex offender who she'd met on Facebook. He'd been posing as a teenager. So now Facebook has agreed to this new panic button for young British Facebook users. If they're worried about cyberbullying or that they're being stalked, they can click on a link to a British law enforcement agency and report their suspicions.
And is the same change coming to Facebook's American site?
Well, one analyst I was talking to this morning said he thinks it will, that eventually Facebook will install a direct reporting link to the US's National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. But there are many skeptics out there who say actually the best way to curb this kind of abuse, bullying and stalking and so on is for Facebook itself to become a lot more vigilant about the people it allows onto its site.
Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Bill.
London stocks are up a bit. Let's do the numbers. European markets in general are slightly higher. Asian shares rose today, too, after China released some good-looking trade figures. And Wall Street's coming off a good week, with the Dow Industrials ending Friday at 10,198.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. By the new Harvard Business Review. The July-August issue is on newsstands now, featuring an in-depth interview with Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
This recession has been unusually tough on college graduates. Their unemployment rate has more than doubled since 2007, and a lot of them are taking jobs way below their education and experience level, if they can even get those jobs. As part of our series, Help Not Wanted, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman introduces us to a highly qualified employee.
Radio Iowa. I'm Stella Schaffer. A long battle between Ottumwa's mayor and city council.
Stella Schaffer used to have more or less my job. Over a 30-year career, she worked her way up from DJ to radio news anchor.
Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, Omaha, Des Moines.
Then, in her mid-50s, she remarried and moved to Oregon. It was 2007. The economy was tanking. She applied for media, PR, receptionist, waitress. After 2 years, she finally landed something. And once again, you can hear her smooth radio voice.
Oh, there's a call. Good morning, Oregon Health Plan Client Services. How can I help you today?
If you happen to need help with your Medicaid benefits.
What's your client ID number?
in the state of Oregon.
They filled this prescription before at this pharmacy. Basically, it's call center work. Very low pay grade. I got hired, was one of only two people out of maybe 13 who interviewed. People congratulated me like I'd won the lottery.
You can see why. Finding a job is taking longer than ever in this economy, meaning people like Schaffer, with impressive resumes and advanced degrees, are settling for entry-level jobs rather than no job at all.
It seems like all my life I was underqualified, right up until the moment when I was overqualified. I've had people say, oh, you wouldn't want to work for what we're paying, or you're beyond this job.
Chris Kersine hired Schaffer at the call center. She's getting plenty of similar applicants for state jobs.
They have a lot of degrees, PhDs, and masters and bachelors. Of course, families, to support their families, they'll take what they can get.
But will they stay once the economy gets better and new opportunities open up for highly qualified workers?
You know, at the time that I took this job, I figured it was really temporary. And I'm surprised by how much I like the job. On the phone, I like to talk to people, tell them things, educate them, give them answers.
Whether she can keep the job is another question. Oregon is laying off state workers to fill a huge budget gap. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That series is called Help Not Wanted. The stories are at marketplace.org. And finally, movie theaters have a problem. Why should you schlep to a theater where you have to turn off your cell phone when you can watch on your big screen TV and make all the noise you want? Paramount Pictures has an answer. The studio has released its 1978 musical Grease into theaters with song lyrics displayed on the screen. So, out of consideration for the people around you, please, sing your head off. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.